Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I am Lily, your host and psychic medium. Today I'm finishing up Miles Bolton's reading. So this is part two, and we're going to start with a super quick but very, very cool listener story. One of our very awesome, lovely listeners let me know they had a pretty cool intuitive experience when they were younger. Forgive me if I tell it wrong. But they basically said that a young girl went missing in and around where they used to live as a child, and they had this knowing that she was nearby, that this person was missing but not far from home, and of course was dismissed. You know, she had this knowing. I just know she's not far. It's just this sense. And from what I understand from the story, it wasn't taken seriously. I think she might have just told mum. And then, you know, of course, some parents don't pay attention to these things. And I think it came out much later, that she was, in fact, just down the road, like not far. So these stories happen constantly, all the time. You're all intuitive. So I'd love to hear stories. Email them to straightspirit1@gmail.com, especially when we're children. This is why it's so important for parents not to dismiss imaginary friends or children's feelings. And God, it just sort of makes you quiver in your boots a little bit when you think about how often children are told to shut their feelings down. You know, don't cry, don't feel, don't do this, or don't bother me with your nonsense today. I'm not like that, thankfully. So parents, just a gentle reminder, listen to your children. They're not idiots. They're completely capable, no matter how young they are. Maybe if we stop seeing them as these little helpless, unintelligent beings, creatures who need all our help. You know, of course, they need a little help. But for the most part, they're very, very switched on, clever, coherent, intelligent, intuitive. My kids tell me stuff all the time that they couldn't possibly be aware of. Or, you know, one of us will be thinking of a song and then the other one will start singing it. You know, kids are super psychic. So listen to them. Okay, there goes the postie. All right, let's get into... Thank you for the story, listener, by the way. I love you. Thank you for your support and for listening, of course. I appreciate your feedback, and thank you to everyone listening. Please, if you enjoy the podcast and feel like you have a friend who might like to listen, please share, or family member. It really helps. So currently, I'm not making money from the podcast. There aren't any ads. I'm not sponsored or anything. Yet it's literally just myself and a mic talking to you guys and reading the cases. There's something special coming this week as well, so stay tuned for that. All right, so it's been a minute since I did Miles Part 1. Just in case I didn't, you didn't know when you listened to Part 1. Part 1 is probably the only episode I've edited ever. I think I took a 1 minute chunk out of the episode. But like I like to say, I always tell you guys when I edit, when I delete, change anything, because I want this to be all above board. This is not like, let's be honest, guys, it's not a high level production, but I'm trying to give you truth and honesty and genuine insights. So I tell you when I edit things, and for the most part, I do not. So part one had like a 1 minute cut where I feel like another case was overlapping Miles's case, Miles's situation. I almost don't want to say case, because I don't feel like it's been ruled or said that anything foul play happened here. I almost want to say it's not a case. And I also, from what I understand, where Miles merged, that's my term for death, pardon me, because I see it as a merging back with source or spirit by these people. In and around that area, from what I understand, it's not my local area, but there are a lot of mysterious happenings, I suppose. People missing, people found dead, people doing all sorts of stuff in and around that area. So I thought something had encroached on Miles's reading. I haven't dismissed it. I just felt like that probably doesn't belong there. I think it belongs to another case. So anyway, let's get into Miles. I think it's, every time I say it's going to be a quick one, I look down and it's about an hour long. But I, when I talk to Miles, I get such a beachy vibe, but I also get, like, I can feel and smell the ocean, but I also get music room vibes. So I feel like I'm in my high school music room. I used to like playing piano when I was a kid in high school. And I remember telling my parents, my mom, I want to be a play piano when I'm an when I'm a grown up. That's what I want to do with my life. And her first response was like, "You'll have to talk to your father. I don't think he's going to like that." Something along those lines. So I think I gave that up pretty quickly, which is so interesting, because if one of my kids said to me, "I want to play piano," I'd be like, "Sure," and I'd buy them a piano. The old days. Anyway. Yes, I get such a music room vibe. I think we know that Miles played instruments because one of the photos I had from the first reading. If you haven't listened to part one and this is like what's happened here, I was given a name, Miles Bolton, and there was, after part one's reading, I recorded it, so I don't like to Google unless I'm looking for a headshot, like a photo. After part one, I did Google Miles, and there is zero information out there on the internet. There's not an open case. There's nothing going on. This is zero information that I could see and find, which is good in a way, because it means everything for sure that I'm picking up, I'm getting from Miles, or the energy around it, I'm not getting it from Google. I can't, there's nothing on Google. But the lovely person who suggested Miles's name to me for a reading, for this reading, did clarify some things for me. And part one seems to be pretty on track with what, from what I understand. Okay, so before I get into it, also, all due respect to Miles's family, this is all alleged. I'm just tuning in and I'm telling you what I'm getting. Make of it what you will. And we'll go from there. Okay, I had to pause, guys. All right. Yes, I get a music room vibe. I think it's pretty clear from one of the photos that Miles was into music, but I feel it so strongly around him. But I'm hearing band. I get, it's not like, I think he was good on his own, but I really feel like he played in a band, or he liked playing with others, specifically his friends. I think in part one, I really felt like there was a big, even though there was a togetherness, I think there was also a divide between, separation between his friends, family, and peers. Like, there was, I think he really liked playing music with his peers. There's a huge distinction there. It's like family is very separate from them. I'm getting close relationship with mum, but yeah, he's really saying, "I like playing with my friends, playing music with my friends," the people that he liked. I think he had a certain group of people that he liked to play with. There's a girl in there that he's talking about. He says she's beautiful. And I wonder if they had some... is a little more of a romantic interest in there for one of them. Unless, of course, she's related to him, then that obviously wouldn't be the case. But if this is a friend, I really feel like a crush vibe in and around that, or dated as they got older. But anyway, that's private and personal. So let's see if there's anything else. Michael, why did I call him Michael? I keep That's interesting because before I started recording part one, I almost called him Michael Bolton. And I wonder if people used to call him that to like because of his name, Bolton being his last name. Okay. He's talking to me about singing. So I feel like he didn't just play music, he sang it from the heart. I think he's talking about zoning out when he sings, like I always get the feeling of someone who is very anxious or possibly depressive, or this, it could be something like autism, or it could just be plain old anxiety, but something there when they sing or when they paint or create or something like that. For Miles, I think it's singing. When they sing, that's sort of helps him put all that stuff aside for a minute. It sort of clears the way, and like zoning out from all that stress or whatever's going on with him. Because in part one, I did pick up some like he's saying like I'm hearing darkness. It's not a term that I use a lot, but I'm hearing it in my mind, so I'm going to say it. Darkness. What some people would describe as a darkness, because I did see him like scribbling. If he wasn't scribbling, it was like symbolic of what's going on in his head. I almost feel like people looked at Miles and thought he had it all, so talented, had it together, had a loving mum. But there's something there in his family that's not necessarily mum, but there's like a, what's that? Dysfunctional. As with any family, I suppose, but I do feel like in part one he did really talk about it, and I'm feeling it again, this idea that things looked a lot peachier than what they really were. It wasn't all so weird. He goes, it wasn't all ham and eggs or spam and eggs or something. Like, it wasn't all like unicorns and butterflies. It wasn't all what everyone thought, you know? People might have looked at his mom and gone, oh, you're so lucky, your kid's so talented and nice. His friends might have looked at him and been like his school peers or his teachers, or might have looked at them like, oh, they're the lucky ones. But behind closed doors or behind in the mind, it wasn't as good as what it was portrayed as. Do you know what I mean? I want to say it's not for lack of trying. I think his mum really tried, and I think she loves him very dearly. But he's also talking about what he spoke of in part one, where they tried to keep the memorial quite upbeat, but he said there was a sad undertone that was inescapable. He's also talking about his mum feeling a little bit of he's saying betrayal and mum. So if he did indeed commit suicide, which I did sense heavily in part one, but I think there's some question around it. If he did, there obviously would be this sense of, you know, why did you leave? You know? But for what it's worth, I can see him with his hand on his mum's shoulder, on her left shoulder. And I can sort of feel her under the sort of clothing she wears. I can feel her shoulder. It's thin. So I wonder if she's eating enough, eating well, taking care of herself. I also get the sense that there are a lot of people giving their well wishes, but not actually taking care of her. So he's talking about that. There's a difference between saying, oh, you know, I'm sorry about what happened, sorry to hear what happened, but then no one actually making sure she's taking her vitamins, or if she needs medication, take those, or she's hydrating, no one really making sure that she's like, I'm hearing like midnight hours, or you know, once everybody leaves, when it really matters how she's doing, when she's like it's for someone who sits on the couch and then just cries for hours or is very alone, that's when she needs help, that's when she needs people. But I feel like she's on her own a lot more than Miles would like. I'm also hearing couldn't help it. So the reason I stopped and did a part two, my loves, is because I felt like it was a little unclear in part one what was going on with Miles. It was because at that time I had no... turns out it was super clear, but I had no idea about what happened. I was just reading and I was going, okay, well, I don't have anything to base it on. I don't, you know, all I have is a name and a couple of photos. So I wanted to go away, get my shit together, and then come back and read. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just tune in and see if there's anything else he wants to say. I also would like to clarify, I just feel so strongly suicide. So if he didn't, then there's a very strong belief that he did, except for maybe mum or people close to him. Some, I think. I feel like a lot of people have believed that. And I feel like he's okay with that. I certainly don't feel like I feel him going, no, that's not, you know. Sometimes spirit vehemently tells me that's not what happened. With Miles, I get peace around that. So make of that what you will, I suppose. I'm just going to go quiet for a minute. Lovelies, bear with me. So I'm seeing Miles go camping out in the bush/beach. It's not like real bush, it's near the beach, by the beach, with a friend or a cousin, like a close person. But then I also get him alone, so I don't know if he would sometimes go with friends or family. Well, there's one particular person. So I don't know if he was with somebody or he on this trip he went alone, because I see him standing there alone looking at the ocean. I don't know if he's wearing a beanie, because I can see him in a beanie. I just feel like I feel deep sadness. You know, for some people going out in nature is supposed to heal things. I almost feel like there was not enough noise, and that when he's making me think of when people turn off Netflix and they turn off YouTube and then they just shut down their technology and just sit. They just sit there, and then all the feelings they've been avoiding all day hit them. I kind of feel like that, you know. Someone, let's say, for example, general, let's just pick someone in general. Say they're very lonely, and to cope they'll just watch hours of YouTube or TikTok or just binge watch series, which there's nothing wrong with that, right? But then when they turn it off and they take their attention from the screen to themselves, they feel that overwhelming loneliness and it makes them irritable. And they, so for Miles it may not have been loneliness, and I get this such a soft, loving, peaceful flow with him right now. Very like the ocean. It's possible he liked the sound of the waves being musically inclined. I think he could hear music in a lot of things. the animals. He sang animals, the bird songs. But see, with his hands in his pockets, I don't know if he was quite tall and lanky, but he looks that way. It looks like his frame never filled out. You know, I just feel this sadness. I also want to say, allegedly, I can't say this is fact, but it's also possible that if on the off chance him and his friends or he were partaking in substances, they probably didn't help as much as they thought it was helping with the feelings, you know? It's like, I'm not saying this is Miles, but just, we'll go in general again. Someone who drinks a lot of alcohol, I'm not saying he did, but someone who drinks alcohol because they're trying to forget their feelings, but then when the alcohol wears off and the sugar, you know, they have that big come down from the sugar, then they feel even more depressed than when they started. It's like, or even people going here, like smoking weed, because it's supposed to chill you out, but then it actually doesn't help. Okay. I don't know that for sure. It was just something that popped into my head. A possibility, I want to say. Not a certainty. I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I strongly feel like it was suicide, or I feel like he was alone. Or even if he went out there with friends, like he went and did this. I know that there are people who don't agree with that, and I am not invalidating their opinion at all. Like, this is just what's coming through. And I see 2222 on the timer just then. Because from what I was told, all I was told was that suspected... this was after I recorded part one, by the way. Well after. Suspected suicide, but some suspicion that, you know, because there was something a bit... from someone... this is coming from someone who's not connected to the family. Possible that it may not have been. Which is on track with what I read for part one. But there's a very good chance that it was suicide. I feel like, from what I'm seeing in my head right now, I'm hearing did it alone, acted alone. I'm very curious to know what people are looking at that makes them think it's not that. Because it feels very clear. It feels very clear. I also am questioning, there's a question mark, if he left any sort of note or message for people. In part one, I think I picked up on a message. But I can understand if there's no note, people would be wondering, or no song left. Okay, had to pause, now I'm back. I'm also wondering if this person that was closest to him, or maybe the last to see him, or the person who might have gone camping with him, this one male around his age, or a young male, I'm wondering if they were aware, like if Miles had spoken about this before, or I'm just wondering, I'm getting this feeling that maybe they had spoken about it, that he was aware, or maybe he didn't take it seriously, or maybe he did and he was wanting to help his friend. I don't know for sure, but I'm getting this feeling like, or maybe people are judging them as complicit. or involved somehow. This is what I'm getting. Trying my very best not to be vague. I'm also trying my very best not to step on anyone's toes or upset the friends and family, but I've got to be true to the messages that are coming through. He's being really sweet and saying that because this reading has been particularly a little bit upsetting, that he's just saying, you know, just finish it off and then you're done with it, you know. It's like setting me free. He's very sweet. He's just hugging his mum, loves his mum. There's a young girl around him that he's, maybe that girl that was in band with him or in and around his friend's circle, giving her a great big hug. He's just saying he loves them all, loves everybody there. He's acknowledging this friend or cousin that he used to hang out with a lot. It was like his best mate. I feel like a lot of sadness from them, and he's giving them a big hug. He's like, he hasn't forgotten about anyone. He's saying the acoustics are great where he is, and just a reminder that he's not gone. As I'm seeing playing guitar, electric guitar, he's talking about the acoustics in here, where he is. He's not gone, he's not far. Spirit world is not apart from this world, it is in it. So he's not missing out on anything, but he's saying no matter what happened, no matter how it went down, he's better. This not like a, not advocating what happened to him, what anyone did in this situation. What I'm saying is that he is at peace. He's saying, I feel better for him, right? Okay. He's saying to his mom to let it go. Just let it go. It doesn't matter how, she's saying. He's saying, if you can't believe it, you can accept the end result. That it doesn't matter how. What matters is that I've merged. He's thinking about free to be, free to see. He's like free. He doesn't want her to see it as, not that she is, but he's just saying he doesn't want her to see it as a bad thing, or in a negative light, and that it is. He's still celebrating. In that he's saying the celebration vibe, that's what he wants her to go with. He doesn't want her to be alone. He doesn't want her to deal with it on her own, and wants her to know that he's always there. He's talking about her or friends valuing his music that he left behind. Is this sort of this energy of, you can find me in there, but I'm also right next to you. I'm in your thoughts, I'm in your dreams. Like, but he's smiling now. He's talking about, Mom, I've got the biggest smile. Big, beautiful smile. Like a beautiful smile. Very, not a nice smile. It's a beautiful smile. It like lights up the entire world. And he's talking to me about stars. So I don't know if Mom looks out at the stars, or his friends have picked a star for him and they say that's Miles. He said he's always been a star, but that he's actually right next to you. Yeah, okay. He's saying that it's done. But I'm also feeling this reluctance to let go, which I think might be coming from family. But he's like, you don't need to let go of him, but you can let go of what happened. If you can. All right, so if anyone from Miles's family or friends hears this, and much love to you all. If you'd like to contact me, I'll offer you a free reading if that's what you're interested in, or if you just want to talk. Contact me at straightspirit1@gmail.com, and all my love. Take care. Bye-bye. I just want to say also thank you to Miles for being such a special, special boy. A special reading, a special case, even though it wasn't a case. Just something special about this kid, I think. I just want to say he was a special one. All right. Bye-bye, my loves. Take care.